This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This has been a crazy week for me. I'm in a coaching container and with 166 students. At the same time, I'm in a class as a student. It's a three-day intensive. I'm a little burned out, I have to say. But because I'm really focused on integrity of word and with word, I'm here doing this Coaching on the Go for the morning that I'm going to release to you on schedule. We're talking about integrity. And, you know, I found in my own life that when I wasn't in integrity, it wasn't because I was sloppy. It was because there was something hiding down inside. So sometimes we get clues, and we get them often, and we ignore them because we're used to having them there. So recently, I had a experience where I was finding myself late. And the lateness, when I asked myself and had someone help and ask me what the lateness was about, it seemed like it was about a time when my schedule is too busy and I feel resentful that someone's putting more into my schedule. So initially, I thought it was about a belligerence towards people trying to control what I wanted to control, which was my schedule. But then as I was late again, then I had another opportunity to look deeper. I thought I was so curious why I would be late again. So as I dug into that, I remember feeling the humiliation of being late because I'm a professional. And I just felt like I had forgotten something, and I had all of a sudden realized I was late for the meeting. When I got there, it was humiliating. So where else had that happened before? So I went back further to 5 years old, some bedwetting that I was doing. I would wake up in the night completely startled, you know, by being punched by a sister or being yelled at or being woken up completely cold and wet from wetting my bed. And I thought, geez, why would I be reenacting that? But, you know, there was a story around it, and I felt humiliated. So during that humiliation, I discovered that I wasn't asking for what I needed as an adult because of a humiliation for asking what I needed when I was a child. And then I was late again, despite all this understanding. And that took me all the way back to 2 years old, getting kind of getting dragged into the bathroom and getting some soap in the mouth and kind of getting roughed up and having a fat lip. And I blocked out the memory of that experience where I would be saying something spontaneously as a two-year-old and then getting kind of a violent reaction to what I said for asking questions. And then I understood that the reason I wasn't succinct in my calendar was I wasn't asking for what I needed because of a story that I created all the way back when I was a child to protect myself. That's how mysterious some of the things that we do are. They're hidden way back into something that we didn't quite understand. We did our best with. It's hidden in there. It hurt. We masked it. And we created a story that is probably not completely accurate. And we're using it as a paradigm or a set of beliefs that's actually determining the course of our lives and the way that we function. Yes, I'm opening up to a vulnerable story and not going deeper than I need to reveal to you that understanding and having coaches and the skill set to go back in there helped me to uncover something that I was able to shift, and I haven't been late since. So, integrity with self isn't always us just choosing, or that we're sloppy with our integrity, or that we're choosing not to be as precise as we wish. Sometimes these things are deep. And that's why a coach, or that's why we need to engage in a variety of activities that are are bigger than a lot of us have in our arsenal. So I hope that share maybe opens up for something for you. And certainly we don't need to repeat our stories to go through pain again. But once we release those stories and we understand them, and they're not painful anymore, sometimes they're of value to somebody else. So in our discussion on integrity this week, there's a lot of different reasons why we're out of integrity, but once we get that organized, it can shift our whole life. So with love to you, have a beautiful day, and certainly feel free to send me an email and connect with me.